I want to respond to you with an audio. You know, I'm going to tell you what happens. Is the LGBT has worked itself into a position to where people are getting fired from their jobs for not using the proper pronouns, for misgendering, which is almost the same thing as not using the right pronouns. You know what? I don't give a shit what you want to be. You want to dress up like Tinkerbell? I don't care. But that doesn't mean that I need to, you know, that's when it becomes offensive to you, to me. I'm explaining to you why it becomes offensive to me. I mean, I joke around about engaging the BDSM bondage and, you know, stuff, lifestyle. But just because I adopt that lifestyle doesn't mean that everyone needs to call me Mr. and Sir, right? And if someone comes in the room and doesn't say, "Hello, sir, Mr. Edward," no, I'm not going to get all pissed off and try to get you fired from your job, you know. You see what I'm saying? I could go around in circles about that, and I'm bad about going around in circles. But, you know, when I said that just because somebody doesn't like being around homosexuals, you know what? Maybe they've had a bad experience. You know, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people that are gay will be pushy. They'll be pushy if you don't tell them, "Hey, get the fuck back away from me." Now, that's not true for everyone. Like, I got friends that are gay, and they're just cool as fuck. Once they realize, "Hey, I'm not down that road," we're friends. But some, oh, Jesus, it's like dealing with a fucking predator. And you know what? When you're not into that, it's just like, you know what? Me, I like girls. And you know what? If I hit on a girl, if I try to make eyes with her or something, I try to, you know, "Hey, you want to go out to lunch sometime?" And she's like, she doesn't bite on that hook. But I keep going and I keep going. That's called a bad experience. And it can make people be, like, bitter, and they'll be like, "Nah, I don't like these people. Stay the fuck away from me." And, you know, it'd be nice if everybody could live together. But I'll tell you what happens here in the chat room. You know, I post some of the tranny pictures, you know, and it's not because I get into trannies, because that's not the case. The case is, I post these things because, you know, the transgender movement is big in the news, okay? And so I'm showing people this is what it really looks like. And it's not like I try to find, you know, the most weirdest, ugliest pictures, but I don't find the ones that just look, you know, picture perfect and postcard perfect. You know what I mean? But because I do that, There's a few members in the chat that they constantly, you know, "Oh, you like trannies, don't you? You dream about my dick, don't you?" No, I don't. No, I don't. So anyway, and about the lesbians, you know, a typical lesbian isn't homophobic. Meaning she doesn't like gay people. No, I'm going to tell you what my experience is with real lesbians. Those that are, you know, hardcore lesbians, real lesbians, they like pussy. And, you know, we actually have a lesbians sub here, and they kind of abandoned said it. But I read their stuff, and they're offended by dick, okay? They're offended by it. They don't want it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to explain to you why they don't want it. They don't want it, okay? I mean, they just like girls. And you know what? I can appreciate that. I don't know if homophobic, I'm not sure if I understand that word. The typical lesbian is phobic towards men. I mean, it creeps them out. Most of the lesbians that I've met, Most of the lesbians that I read in the lesbian sub, and I've known some in the world. And you know what? They just don't mix really well with me because I'm male. You know what I mean? So anyway, the typical lesbian is just, I mean, she like throws up in her mouth thinking about dick. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't like it. And I'm not talking bad about them. I'm saying they don't like it. They don't like it, okay? And so just because a lesbian doesn't like a man's anatomy, man's chemistry, all that stuff, you know, that doesn't mean she has hidden desires for men. That was my point. I do hope you're having a nice day.